balance is doing God's way. God is balanced. He is right and righteous. He is an overly strict. Nor is he overly merciful. God is right and charging with balance. Thankfully, he has given us balance. But God has chosen to live all of us as children. In fact, let's go to Psalm 103. He has not dealt with us according to our sin. God does not deal with us according to our sin, because he is merciful to us. He is loving, he is merciful, and he knows our weakness. His son came to preserve and live as a human being, fully aware of our weaknesses. They created us, but they know our weaknesses. So he has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. We haven't got what we deserve. We haven't got what you deserve. We haven't gotten what I deserve. I deserve death. Wages of sin is death. What we all deserve, but God's righteous, wonderful, balanced, and right way. He's merciful. He sets the standard, frankly. God sets the standards. So, God provides a plan whereby we may be forgiven our sins. Maybe born in his family. So he's taking a balanced and godly approach toward all of us as his children. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 5. Notice it talks about bringing your cross into captivity. Just read it, verse 4 and 5. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty in God, to pull down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So that's balance. Balance is bringing every thought captive to something, but all of it. That's God's balance. That's judgment and perfection. That's becoming holy, even as God is holy. To the obedience of Christ. So being balanced also means to put on the mind of Christ. He came to be the king. He is the chief. He came more than he does. So that's principle number one. Principle number one again. Being balanced means to be righteous. It means to live by every word of God. Number two. Being balanced means doing all things in godly moderation. It means not doing too much or too little. It means being temperate or moderate. It means doing what is appropriate under the circumstances. That's your third key. What is appropriate under the circumstances? This is something that we all have to do. What's appropriate in regard to the Sabbath? So we need to strive, obviously, to get the right understanding that God wants us to understand. So doing what is appropriate under the circumstances is balance. That's balance. That's the circumstances. So we need to apply it. So it means not overreacting and not underreacting. Because if you overreact, you know, sometimes people are underreacting. You know, in a situation, it's not balanced. It's not right. It's not the right thing to do under those circumstances. So we should learn to respond appropriately according to the situation. And again, we should live by every word of God. Standard that we make these decisions on. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Consider what it says here. 1 Corinthians 9. Verse 24. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24. Paul says, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, such a way that you may attain the prize. You don't necessarily have to win every race, but you have to do the best. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate or moderate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. So this is an interesting passage. Scripture, let's read a couple more. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body, and I bring it into subjection. Lest, when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. So, Paul's talking about as a minister, Jesus Christ, he has to bring himself into subjection. He's preaching certain things, and you know what Christ said about the wicked prince? He was not a very complimentary about this. Paul did not want to be guilty of hypocrisy. Now, this Greek word that's translated temperate in verse 25 is a long word. I'll spell it for you. It's E-G-R-A-T-E-M-I. E-G-K-R-A-T-E-M-I. It's a long word in Greek. It means to exercise self-discipline. To exercise self-discipline. Moderate. It's from the Greek word ekdrakis, E-G-K-R-A-T-E-S, which means strong and effective. Talking about self-control. It means self-control. So if we go back and read it, now everyone who competes for the prize is self-controlled in all things. They do it to obtain a perishable crown. The person can overcome it. Race, right? Ring lighting up. You can overdo it. You can train too hard, do too much, and you can end up being weak on the day of you eat too much, you eat too little, and you have to be self-controlled. You have to be moderate, temperate in all things. So we need to be balanced, moderate, and temperate in all that we do in a godly sense. It's not right or appropriate to attempt to get drunk. The Bible says drunkards are going to energy. It also says drink a little wine to your stomach's which is actually not supposed to be. But what if you're not drunk? You can drink, right? You get some Passover. Probably the same day. Most people can do that and use the bottle. That's the first thing you do as opposed to drinking. Essentially, if you're an alcoholic, then you know alcohol is balanced. If you can, a little bit, make a little bit of wine, temper your mouth as much as you can to harm yourself or your family. In an appropriate way, drunkards are getting hurt too much. Alcohol should be done in moderation. Food should be eaten in moderation as well. It even says go out and drink a can of tuna. Seems like a good question. It's kind of like a can of tuna. But it's not like you're going to eat a lot of it. Food should be eaten in moderation. Now, some of you probably saw a movie about Dave Ruth, the one that had out of control. He was not self-discipline. Got him in a sin to eat whole wheat and honey. That balance is realizing that in certain areas, personal choice must be respected, not condemned, unless there is conclusive evidence that the action violates the principle of God's holy law. Diet, music, cars, etc. are generally personal choices for a large degree. So what you decide to drive is the real thing you decide to drive. It's supposed to keep you sweet, but you can't walk. God bless you, and show you some of the glories that you don't speak to you. I'm going to show you some of the glories. Balance is turning away from that which is spiritually harmful to you. If it's spiritually harmful, you should turn away. That's the proper balance. If something affects you negatively in a spiritual way, it tends to weaken you spiritually, or it tends to lead you to compromise with God's law, then it should be avoided. That's not all you need to do it. If it can't be completely avoided, avoid it to the degree possible or feasible. Concentrate on doing the right thing and overcome it, stronger and better. One example would be women at work dressing appropriately. Women at work, so don't stare at the men's shirts. They wear those in the workplace. Don't stare at low, bloody necklines. No jokes that he made a covenant to his eyes. So that's appropriate, that's balanced. It's a temptation to do what you do with that temptation. Women should dress appropriately or moderately, not in such a way to attract loss of advantage. Every way that some way they can show them off. So guilty. A woman that exposes herself in those ways is going to bring about those kind of thoughts and feelings or works. It's not right, just or balanced to dress in an inappropriate way. It's not balanced. It's very dangerous that you don't have the right balance. 1 Timothy chapter 2. I desire, therefore, that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Strong men, single-minded men, spiritually minded men, in like manner also, that the women adorn themselves in modest apparel. That's what the Bible says, that you should be dressed appropriately, modestly, with propriety and moderation. Not with braided hair, or gold, or pearls, or costly clothing, but which is proper for women professing godliness, and professing to be a godly person. Because that takes rest that way, and act that way. With good works. And so, even God's law dictates how we dress, how we wear it, how we think. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 5, Philippians chapter 4, verse 5. It says, let your gentleness, let your meekness, and your kindness, graciousness, and your forbearance. Let your graciousness, your forbearance, your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Let your moderation be known to all men. Let your gentleness, your moderation be known to all men. That's the Greek word, EPID. EPID know that God has always acted appropriately. He sets the standard. He has always done the right thing. He has never sinned. Christ, through the money changer, has always done the right thing to do. That is the appropriate thing to do at the time. It is balanced. It is appropriate. Christ took care of it. God cast Adam and Eve out of the garden. He sent a great flood. He saved Noah and his family. Prophet Samuel hacked Agag. God killed Uzzah. He killed his But Christ let the woman take him to the stone. Told her to go to the At the same time, he Christ said, love your enemies. Christ laid down his life for mankind. God's wrath is going to be poured out on this earth in the future. These things are all true, right? In the Bible. These are things that are happening. Of course, Christ is going to reign with his kingdom to be established after that wrath. There will be a resurrection. People will live again. Everyone has an opportunity to follow God. God sets the standard. Those are the appropriate things for God to do, for us to do, under certain circumstances. So that was the second principle. The second principle again. Being balanced means evolving in moderation, not doing too much or too little. It's what's appropriate under the circumstances. Yes, that's the word. Every step of the way. Balance means taking all aspects of a problem or opportunity into consideration before making a decision. That's the balanced approach, is to take all aspects of a problem or opportunity into consideration before you decide what to do. You should keep God's law faithfully, but also always keep the welfare of other persons involved up and up in your mind. How is this going to affect someone else? That also comes into what's balanced. Right. And what's good, it can't just be you. You have to consider other people as well. So balance is expecting your children to behave in the way that they're taught. You should teach your children God's way, and we should expect your children to behave that way. But balance is also realizing that they are not yet converted and not yet perfect. That was just an important topic. James chapter 3, verse 17. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruit. It is without partiality, and it is without hypocrisy. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Everyone who lived a balanced, godly life, there wouldn't really be a lot of conflict without people. Every single person in the church who truly lived a sincere, balanced, godly life, followed these four principles, there wouldn't be a lot of conflict. So look to the wisdom that's from above. That's the point of these couple of verses here. Again, look to the wisdom that's from above. Don't be an ultra right leaner. Don't be an ultra left leaner. Don't be a liberal. Don't be a conservative. But be a moderate, biblical perspective.